Okay, so this patient has a diagnosis of De Quervain subacute granulomatous thyroiditis, or just simply subacute thyroiditis. This will always be the answer on the USMLE if they mention a tender slash painful thyroid. Usually follows a viral infection, but the vignette need not mention cough, cries, or conjunctivitis. Viral infections can be asymptomatic. Now, De Quervain is going to be triphasic, all right? So you get hyperthyroidism, then hypo, and then your euthyroid. Now, the vignettes will almost always give you hyperthyroidism, and there's a reason they do that. So looking at the answer choices here, first things first, the easy part is saying, okay, well, if we're hyperthyroid, our T3 and T4 will be up, okay? That's not complicated. And that's going to cause suppression of our TSH, okay? So TSH is down. Once again, not hard so far. And then the challenging part is the radioiodine uptake. By far and away, the highest yield point you need to know is that radioiodine uptake is always decreased in De Quervain thyroiditis, even if the patient's hyper. Okay, so you might say, well, how the fuck is that possible? It's because the thyroid gland's not producing. This isn't a situation like Graves' disease where the thyroid gland is overproducing. It's just we have inflammation of the thyroid gland. It's thyroiditis. So we get leakage of thyroid hormone out. We get increased spacing of those epithelial cells of the thyroid gland where the thyroid hormone leaks out into the blood. That's why we're hyperthyroidism. That's why we have hyperthyroidism initially. But there's no actual overproduction of thyroid hormone. That's why the uptake is decreased, not increased. Okay, so that's something students always fuck up. They think that if you're hyperthyroidism, if you have hyperthyroidism, you have to have increased uptake. But if we had decreased TSH, increased T3, increased T4, increased uptake, that would be consistent with Graves' disease, would be consistent with a toxic adenoma, would be consistent with toxic multinodular goiter, but with De Quervain subacute granulomatous thyroiditis, with drug-induced thyroiditis, such as due to amiodarone or lithium, even when we're hyper, you're going to have decreased uptake, okay? So that's that's the highest yield point to take away. And also, we treat this with aspirin. Steroids is the wrong answer, okay? So we just treat this with aspirin. That's it.